Ian Willoughby.
Thanks, Rob. The main Czech trades union organisation is threatening protests later this year over changes to the country's labour code. The Bohemian Moravian Confederation of Trade Unions said on Thursday the amendments were excessively liberal and would reduce protection for workers, warning that they would not rule out a general strike if the government didn't take their objections on board. The umbrella body's leader, Milan Štěch, also said workers would seek a pay increase of at least 8%, a demand rejected by employers as unrealistic.
Czech Airlines posted a loss of 178 million Czech crowns, that's nearly 10.2 million US dollars, in the first half of this year, roughly the same amount that it lost in the first 6 months of 2007. However, Czech Airlines president Radomir Lašák said the result was actually positive, given the problems facing the airline industry globally. The firm is hoping to go into profit, if only slightly, ahead of its planned privatization, a process which may begin this year.
Meanwhile, Czech Airlines budget offshoot, click4sky.com, has set a fixed price of 2,780 crowns, that's 160 US dollars, including fees for all its return flights. That means flights on most of its 37 routes have gone down, though a small number are now more expensive.
Staying with the aviation industry, in Prague Airport is investing 2.3 billion Czech crowns in land and new buildings in order to make it more attractive to investors when it comes up for privatization next year. Dozens of companies from around the world have expressed interest in buying the airport, which the Czech finance minister Miroslav Kalousek expects will bring over 100 billion Czech crowns into the state coffers.
Czech television is in trouble for failing to pay tax on its income from license fees, the weekly Euro reported. The public broadcaster owes the taxman an estimated 1 billion crowns, something representatives said could seriously threaten its operations.
And weeks after the introduction of the iPhone on the Czech market, T-Mobile has increased the price of pay-as-you-go iPhones by 3,000 crowns to 15,000 crowns in order to stop foreigners buying them in bulk here to sell in their own countries where the phone costs more. The other two major mobile operators are keeping their basic iPhone price at around 12,000 Czech crowns.